Welcome, welcome to Crypto Chat with Chapo, the edgiest podcast in the crypto realm. I'm your host, the crypto connoisseur, Chapo, ready to deep dive into the fascinating world of cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and all things crypto related. But hold on tight, my friends, because this is not your average finance show. We're not here to give you boring investment advice or financial jargon. Oh no, we're here to rock your world with discussions, mind-bending insights, and jaw-dropping stories from the cryptoverse. Now, before we kick things off, let's make one thing crystal clear. This podcast is strictly for entertainment purposes. None of the content you hear is financial advice. I repeat, not financial advice. I'm just a crypto enthusiast sharing my thoughts, experience, and yes, even my occasional moonshot predictions. So buckle up, strap in, and get ready for a wild ride through the ever-evolving world of crypto. We'll explore the latest trends, uncover hidden gems, and maybe even decode the secret messages hidden in the blockchain. Remember, my fellow crypto aficionados, always do your own research. The crypto space is like a wild west. You need to be your own sheriff. Seek knowledge, stay curious, and let's navigate this digital frontier together. So grab your headphones, crank up the volume, and get ready to be immersed in the world of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Prepare to laugh, learn, and maybe even have your mind blown. Let's get this party started. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the pod. This is Crypto Chat with Chapo, episode number 397. Coming at you today on this beautiful, albeit cold in the Midwest, at least in my neck of the woods, April 4th. Taking a little time off. We had a little vacation in the mix in the family, and I took some time off from the show. And now I am back, excited as ever. But the environment is a little strange right now, at least in my estimation. And I'm going to walk you through why I think that and what is likely to happen as we move closer and closer. Gosh, the halving could be, I don't know what the projected date is. I think I should look at the projected day. Bitcoin, let's take a look at this halving day. And last time I looked, I think it was on 420, but it's bounced around. It looks like now we are looking at April 19th for the halving in the Twitterverse. Across the land, you have varying opinions on what is going to happen price-wise at the halving. Historically, right before the halving and from the halving date forward for several months, we see a huge spike in prices. The tension I think we're seeing here is there's a couple different camps in the crypto space. Well, we have the crypto advocates such as myself or other people that purchase crypto. And then you have the traditional finance group that has in the past not really been super supportive of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, calling them scams. And a lot of them are, let's be fair. And there is this sort of back and forth between some of the well-known names in the crypto space and well-known names in traditional finance, like Peter Schiff, for example, who has historically hated Bitcoin. And a lot of people say it's going to go to zero, and that has just not happened. And it's definitely gone up and down on this almost predictable manner. And if you're new to the space, you're probably hearing bull run. You could look at a chart and sort of see what we're talking about here, and it'll ebb and flow around the time of the halving. That has not changed. Bitcoin right now in the last 24 hours is up 5%, and it took a dip. Some people were saying, you know, that was our bull run, and it's almost over. I don't believe that, although some people would say that. It's certainly possible. I think people were front-running the ETF and the halving date in order to get a good entry. Most of the biggest gains really since we started to launch has been Bitcoin. Ethereum's done really well, and Solana has done super well. And everything else is kind of meh, if you're being honest. I mean, Avalanche has done pretty well. The market overall has done pretty well. It's just not bull run prices, really. They're just not there yet. You know, Polkadot, for example, is at 867, which is way up from where it was, but it's still nowhere near the $50 it was approaching earlier. And I think that a lot of those scenarios are still playing out, if you will. So therefore, I get the feeling that we are really just getting warmed up. Could be totally wrong on this. I don't think there are really, people shouldn't be too concerned about late entries. Now, prices could go down. They could go down 70% for here, for sure. That still, even if they did, the potential is that they come back again, of course, but you don't know. It's still early in the rush. Most of the people that were in during the bear market, they were probably, myself included, we were buying along the way. And I'm at the point where I'm simply holding my highest conviction bags. And what is really interesting about that strategy is I don't think you can do it when you first come into the space. You could try, but there is a lot of motion, a lot of volatility, and that typically shakes a lot of people out. I probably left quite a bit of money on the table because I decided, honestly, in about, I want to say October, maybe sometime in September, towards the end, that I was not going to be hopping in and out of trades. I wasn't going to chase the meme coins. I wasn't going to chase anything on Solana. And you could certainly look back and say, well, I missed the boat and I missed making a lot of money, which might certainly be true. I feel like it is true because my trading skills in the last 3.5 years have improved significantly. But you always end up picking a token that you think is going to do well and it completely takes a crap and you lose 90% of the funds that you put in it. That happens. And I decided that I wasn't going to chase any of that. I was going to stick with my number one bag, which is XCOM or Crux de Cusada. And I'll go ahead and shill this again. If anyone is listening, this could be the one for you. It's not financial advice. Look, I cannot give that. I don't have any kind of financial training. All I have is a dedication to the space and learning. When people come into the space, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again because I believe it, and I want other people to at least explore and decide for themselves. When you first come into the space, whoever's coming into the space, they're coming in to make money. They're coming in because they saw in their research and they're looking, they saw that, my God, Bitcoin trading at nearly $69,000. And you go back and you look and you're like, oh my gosh, it was once $600 or even further. You know, it was once under 100. You could even go further. You know, it was just a few dollars. And why didn't I buy then? that's what people begin to ask themselves. And XCOM is one of these things where I think people are going to regret not putting their eyes on this token. Why do I believe in it? That is a long story. And the story requires a leap of faith. It really does. In that, what you uncovered, or what I uncovered, learning about Crux or X or Crux de Cusada, was the history of Bitcoin. The history, not just of Bitcoin, but history of the individuals and groups that birthed Bitcoin, that brought about this innovative, world-changing technology and ethos. If you walk into the crypto space right now, and you are looking at tokens, most of the tokens that you end up looking at, the ones that everybody are talking about that are pumping and people are making, just printing money, and they're out there, people do it, are these tokens that are really useless. They are Ponzi's. I mean, buy in early and sell. That's really what they seem to amount to. The space has been flooded with this type of token. And I don't think there's anything necessarily inherently wrong with having fun with memes and trading. I don't think that at all. I think it can be rather fun. But if you're new, you are not getting in early. You might get lucky. You're not getting in early on any of these tokens. By the time you find them, the pump is already well underway, and you're not likely to get too much out of it. And you're going to chase something that's going to wreck you. Crux took my focus off those meme tokens, which I did really well in the summer trading them, and gave me a peek underneath the veil of what Bitcoin stands for and how there are people still pushing this narrative for a bigger goal than just making money, right? Money's wonderful. We all want to have financial freedom. But in the Cypherpunk Manifesto, the part that hasn't been fulfilled yet is that of privacy. Being able to trade as you will without corporations knowing what you're doing, where your money's going, what links you're clicking on, to keep people out of your business and reveal yourself selectively when needed. It's not secrecy, it's privacy. Just as if no one should know what your bank account is. You don't want the average Joe finding out what's in your bank account, what you're spending your money on. The same thing comes true in blockchain technology. And Crux is going to solve this, and everybody's just going to have to wait and see, because there hasn't been a lot of people that have believed what a big group of us inside this Telegram for Crux have found, because it took a lot of research and reading and digging and problem solving to uncover what it is. And potentially, you know, in the next few months, things will be revealed. They're working with another project called Demos, which doesn't have a product yet. But the important part here with Demos and X is, or Crux, Demos is going to be the part of the blockchain that connects all webs. And when I say all webs, I am referring to Web3, blockchain technology, and Web2, the omni-web. The goal for Demos is to be able to connect everything together in a seamless manner. And the product from Crux, which is going to be running a layer two connected to the Demos network, is a privacy layer. And we don't have all the details because those aren't released yet. But it appears that the X suite of projects is going to handle a massive amount of data and transactions and volume through this Demos architecture. And that all research indicates that the X messenger and the Crux project is led by a legendary developer. We just don't know who it is. This is where you have to throw caution in the wind or take a chance and imagine that it could be something significant. Everybody has ideas. I can throw them out there just for fun. This is where people just sort of fall off, which I understand because people would assume that it's not likely or impossible. They dismiss it as a possibility. I would say those people haven't really studied the project like a lot of us have. And just a few of the names that potentially there have been thrown around. And once again, it's just potential stuff. Who really knows? Could be none of them. Vitalik has been mentioned. Elon has been mentioned. You know, the one that's really... Satoshi has even been mentioned, right? These are the things that are going to push people away, and it has been very effective in doing that. You know, it's not pushing away. It's not pushing away the people who took the time to see if it passed the sniff test. Any project can say, well, we have a secret dev, right? But the evidence seems to indicate, the breadcrumbs seem to indicate that this is no joke. And hopefully all will be revealed soon. I guess we're going to find out. I know what I believe, and hopefully somewhere out there, someone also does the research and realizes what they might have. Until next time, be in the present moment, be in the here and now. This has been Chapo. I hope you guys have an amazing day. Be good. Until next time, peace.
And that concludes another electrifying episode of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Thank you all for tuning in and joining me on this wild journey through the crypto cosmos. Remember, none of the content we discussed here is financial advice, so always conduct your own due diligence. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to stay connected with crypto community, be sure to hit that subscribe button and follow me on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow me on Twitter at EL_Chapo_GB. Together, we'll continue to unravel the mysteries of blockchain, uncover new opportunities, and share our excitement for all things crypto. As always, keep those wallets secure, those private keys safe, and may your crypto portfolio thrive in an ever-changing market. Until next time, this is Chapo signing off. Stay edgy, stay informed, and stay crypto. Cheers.